USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.